Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Couple of updates here. Look at Barry from HR getting into this. When I returned to my desk this morning after 2 weeks, there was an envelope that says, "This is for the Two Guys Named Chris show. Enclosed is a prediction for the year 2025. Do not open this envelope until I tell you or until your last show of 2025. So he's made a prediction. You know, we stick predictions in envelopes.
It's not my obituary, is it?
I'm worried about that.
He's in HR.
I'm worried about that.
He knows things.
Yeah.
He knows too much.
He knows all the deepest, darkest secrets.
That's like all of them. That's the worst thing you want from your HR guy.
Yeah, that's the one thing you really can't.
Hey, I'll tell you when to open this. Wink, wink. What?
It better not be July 31st.
That's a bad day. Yeah.
That's a bad day. Yeah. It's a black day.
So he says, open this when I tell you. Barry, he's in HR.
You just do that. You
know, that's the only thing an HR guy can't do. And he's put little squiggly marks on it, so I can't open it.
Oh, it's sealed. Oh, yeah.
It's sealed and it's taped and he's put marks on it. So he says, I'll tell you when to open it or open it on your last show of 2025, whichever comes first.
All right. Will you try to steam it open somehow?
I was, of course, thinking that, but he has taped it shut with
tamper-proof.
Tamper-proof tape, and he's marked on it and everything. And he says, I've got a picture of my markings, so I'll know if you...
Wow.
Boy, Barry went the... Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to happen there in 2025, but he says we're not allowed to open it until he tells us to open it. We'll see. Here's the good news from 2024. I watched this segment on the news, and it was the good news from 2024, and I'll just update you on it. As I jotted it down next to my non-negotiables.
Okay.
I have a question. When it comes to your non-negotiables, did you limit it to 10 or?
No. In fact, there may be
oh wow,
more than 10 here. 110 ounces of water daily. 110 ounces.
Seems like a lot.
Supposed to be half your body weight. And so I'm going with 110.
You're just not doing that so you can tell people how much you now weigh, is it?
It's 110 ounces, you know, half your body weight. What's yours?
Yeah. All right. Passive aggressive. Boom.
Okay.
What are you drinking, 300 ounces?
Is there a fire hose hooked up to your house?
That is passive aggressive.
How do you move that much water in a day? I'm just curious.
No desserts. Non-negotiable. No desserts this year. Not having them. None. No cookies. No birthday cake. No, nothing. I'm not having anything.
Well, that one you can change mid-year and say you accidentally spelled desserts wrong.
No deserts. And I'm sticking to it.
Sahara. Yeah.
You're right.
I will not be in a desert.
That's
Sonora.
A good idea.
Gobi.
No Diet Coke.
DC? Dessert?
Desserts. Floss. Every day. Boy, those are all right there. I mean, when I wrote these, I was like, boy, these are going to, some of these are going to be really tough. I weigh every day and notate how much I weigh. I want to know as I fluctuate up and down through the year. And there's a lot of these, but that's basically covered all of them that I have here. Run faster, incrementally. I'm going up on my pace on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. I did that to start the year, so I have to do it two more. I have to go up three times. So I have to do it two more times. All right, that's all I need to hear.
You
today.
Don't have to.
I do. Why? It's not negotiable. I'm not. I can't even debate it with myself.
There's no one on the other side of the negotiation. I hate to say it, but negotiation, as I understand,
you need somebody
involves
else.
Two parties.
Need somebody else.
I might make a list of non-negotiables, but it's all things that I know will happen. Go into crippling medical debt.
Non-negotiable.
Yeah. Move in with mother.
Non-negotiable. You're doing it. Yeah. You're doing it.
Yeah, my list will be great.
Bruise easily.
Yes. Yeah. Done.
Avoid vegetables. Might bleed.
Done.
Yeah.
Yes. Write them down on your phone. I was going to suggest you do some. Do some non-negotiables. This is a non-negotiable. No energy bars this year.
Protein bars.
No protein bars this year.
Well, what's your protein source? Dozen eggs a day?
Yeah. I'm going tons of eggs and tons of chicken. Although, now I haven't written on my non-negotiable no protein bars yet. I'm 50-50 on that. I feel like I can give myself one of those every once in a while. You know,
didn't someone in this room get a box for Christmas?
Oh, I ate all those within one day. I mean, I had
man,
all, yeah, he gave
the 12 bars of Christmas.
Yeah, I had those, but by before Christmas Eve, certainly those were gone. I mean, I ate all of those.
Great,
that's from Rusty, and I drank all those Diet Cokes he gave me because I knew I was like,
were you in the John all Christmas Eve?
Yeah, it was. It, you know, because you, I wanted to binge it, And then in 2025, I have my non-negotiables, which I have written in. Speaking of which, a good friend, I won't mention him by name. He's about 12 years older than me. Texted me a couple of days before Christmas and said, "What's going on with Biggie? I'm hearing something." Now, he doesn't live close to us.
Oh.
But he said, what's happening with Biggie?
Yeah, chickens came home to roost. Yeah, his lifestyle, you know.
I tried to put a positive spin on it. You know, it's like,
well, he's not an intensive care.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, but for the grace of God, go we all.
Yeah.
Right. So I
said, yeah, 21 to 39 was great, but
yeah, after that,
you know, a life of wine, women in song,
you know how it goes. So I said, yeah, man, he's on a breathing machine and he's got this and that and he's got a couple of new medications and all this kind of stuff. And so then our mutual friend said, well, how's your health to me? And I said,
oh man, he teed it up for you.
Oh yeah,
I'm good, man. He said, you keeping your weight off? I said, yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I said, how about you? You doing well? He goes, take a look at this. Sent me a shirtless selfie.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
In his mid-60s, he's like, take a look at this. I'm 65. And I was like, dang on, you look good for 65. And he sure did. He's like, I finally figured it out. Keeping my weight off and getting ripped in my 60s.
Huh.
And I was like, okay.
It almost sounds like the question about Biggie was simply a Trojan horse.
Might definitely.
You know, you just let him into your house, and then so he could show you himself.
That may have been
naked from the waist up.
Yep,
100%. That's what it. Yeah.
Let me think.
He went fishing.
Yeah, I guess he did. It worked. I
mean, and he hooked you.
He did. He
catfished you.
Well, I guess
big time.
Right. I guess that's right. I'm reading it now. He's like, is Biggie gonna make it? Yeah, I think he is. I think he'll be back with us in the.
Are you gonna be one of the readers at the funeral?
How many pallbearers do you think?
No, he's cremated. Yeah, it's up to the family if it's open or not.
He sent me his picture.
What? Oh my God!
My God!
That's the.
I know.
That's like every stalker's.
I know.
Every stalker pedo has that shot in his phone.
That is the shot they do use when they arrest them.
Yes, every single every congressman who's in a scandal.
Yeah.
As one of those shots. Oh, that's bad. Oh, no.
That was like Christmas Eve. It's like, oh, wow, you look great. He does. He looks great. I mean,
oh, he looks, yeah.
He really looks
great. We all know him. Yeah, he looks great.
Really baby, good. It's cold outside.
I'm honored to be used as the Trojan horse let him deliver that.
So now if they go through my phone, they're going to be like, who's this guy? Why is this guy in your phone? There it is. Yeah. He's
your clandestine lover.
Yep.
Well, now did you respond in kind?
No, I was like, I told my wife, I was like, I need to do a slip off and do a shirtless selfie.
Don't you do a naked photo of Jan 1 every year?
I used to.
Yeah.
I've stopped doing that.
A selfie.
What I like to do is compare myself in the mirror selfie, shirtless, and then the following year on January 1st.
I thought you did the full fig leaf.
I did. You're right. Totally naked, but fig leaf.
He did it the right way. He just lifted up his shirt and was like, check out this.
Mm-hmm.
And But he's clothed. See, you did.
I was nude.
Fig leaf, yeah.
You're right.
That's the RFK Jr. pose right there.
Yeah.
100% RFK Jr. has 1,000 of those in his phone.
Well, so do I. Now I have this one.
I'm impressed.
Oh yeah, I was.
Yeah,
too.
He's put in the work.
Yeah.
Man, he's showing it off. I was like, he looks better at whatever he is 65 than he did at 40. You know, when I was really working with him and knew I shouldn't say a word.
Yeah.
I can't say another word.
Anyways, we'll have lunch after the service.
I know this great little wheat germ place. You're on wheat germ, right? Yes.